I
Mary,
try,
do you
but.
have me sitting in for Robin?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
And I have Ramona for Tanya.
All right, let's go. I want to remind everyone right now, turn off your phones, mute them, turn off any radios, secure your pups or your kittens or your husband or whatever, so that we can move along quickly and not be disturbed. I want to welcome everyone to the first day of spring, and what a perfect day to have our spring board meeting. I hope to get you out of here so you can get out into the lawn and work. Board members, you've already announced yourselves to Mary, and the folks stepping in have already announced themselves to Mary. I want to remind the you folks, you can click down at the bottom of your screen to see the participants, and there's the chat button. And if you can directly message a person in the group privately, or you can post a chat for everyone to see. I did a reminder that all motions need to be in writing and emailed to Secretary Mary Stelly. Her email is in the comments box to everyone. Any motions that we are going to discuss today have been submitted to Mary in advance. If there's any upcoming motions, they need to be, they needed to have been sent to Mary before the start of this business session. At this point, we have three motions to vote on today to discuss and vote from finance, strategic planning, and the manual of instructions. Again, I want to say welcome to everybody. Thank you for giving up a couple hours this bright sunny day. Our timekeeper today is our past state president, Deb Carlin. Thank you, Deb.
You're welcome.
Parliamentarian Marguerite Clemento. Thank you, Marguerite. And our credentials chair, who's been working behind the scenes before today's meeting, is Neil Steiniger. Thank you, Neil. Mary is a quorum present for the board of directors meeting.
Yes, we have 18 board members present.
Thank you. As a quorum is present, I'd like to call the 2021 spring board meeting to order. Only members of the board of directors have a vote. The members are the officers, immediate state past president, the regional directors, and the standing committee chairs. We have two folks who are standing in. Kathleen Haddad has moved up to fill Region 6 director. Thank you, Kathleen. And Ramona Gallagher has stepped in and moving up to fill Region 8 director. Thank you. Right now, I'd like a moment of silence to remember all of our members who have passed away since our last meeting in the fall. Especially, I'd like us to remember Audrey McDougall, our past state president, who passed away in January, I believe. Of course, we should be remembering any of our members who have family members that have passed away or who are ill. So, a moment. Thank you. I'd like to call on President-elect Shirley Felder to lead us in the collect, which will be on the screen momentarily, and the Pledge of Allegiance. And I have the flags behind me so you can see them.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Keep us, O God, from pettiness. Let us be large in thought, in word, in deed. Let us be done with fault finding and leave off self-seeking. May we put away all pretense and meet each other face to face without self-pity and without prejudice. May we never be hasty in judgment and always generous. Let us take time for all things. Make us to grow calm, serene, and gentle. Teach us to put into action our better impulses, straightforward and unafraid. Grant that we may realize it is the little things that create differences. That in the big things in life, we are all at one. And may we strive to touch and to know the great common human heart of us all. And oh Lord God, let us forget not to be kind. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. At this time, I'd like to recognize any first timers. Would you please raise your hand? And I need to get a pen. Excuse me.
Are you going to do the pledge?
Oh, really?
Shirley, you need to do the
pledge. I am so sorry. Okay. I got ahead of myself. Here's Shirley. Yep.
Oh, it's not on the screen?
No, everyone can say it. I suppose everyone should mute themselves so we don't get confused, but.
No, don't mute yourself. Everybody say it.
Yes.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic
which stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Shirley. Are there any first timers? None. Thank you. Thank you to the old timers for coming.
Did you see Heather's hand raised?
I beg your pardon?
Did you see Heather's hand raised as a first timer?
No, I didn't.
Heather Soden?
Yep, that's me.
Where are you? Wave your hand so I can see you.
Hi.
She might be on your second screen.
Denise Murphy's a first timer also.
Morning, ladies. I was just about to say that.
Denise Murphy, a first timer. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Heather, I will find you. Who are you next to?
She has a green background.
It's me. Hello.
Did you find me? There you are, up there. Thank you both for coming. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, moving on. The chair calls upon registration chair, Patty Pollack, for the registration report. Please understand that if a member holds more than one official position, they have been counted in the number for the highest position as designated in our manual of instructions. Patty?
Okay, one second. Okay, so we have 5 state officers, 1 parliamentarian, 1 immediate past state president, 4 region directors, 2 assistant region directors, 6 standing committee chairs, 0 vice chairs, 1 special subcommittee chair, 0 vice chairs, 8 past state presidents, and 12 members, and 32 are here.
32, and the participant said
33. 9, oh, sorry, then 13 and 33. 13 members.
Joanne just joined us.
Who?
Joanne Alberg just joined us.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
So the registration report is 33?
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, Patty. Parliamentarian Margarita Clemento, do the board members have the standing rules?
Yes, the standing rules were posted to the website, and each registrant received it by email as well.
Thank you. Does the assembly wish the parliamentarian to read the rules?
No.
Thank God.
Are there any questions, objections, or additions to the standing rules?
No.
I want to remind everyone to state their name and the name of their chapter before they speak to the group. Mute your phones. Mute your device that you're viewing this meeting on, unless recognized by the chair to speak. that also cuts out the background noises.
Jackie, are we going to have the credentials report?
No, that was already done behind the scenes.
By the quorum already.
The quorum was already announced, and the credentials Neil did behind the scenes. Therefore, there is no comments about the rules of the meeting. They're adopted. Margarita, thank you. Thank you for doing this. Abiding by the wishes of the assembly, the rules won't be read. And if you have the newcomers, if you have any questions about what we're talking about, take a few minutes after the meeting to read the rules. Again, turn off your phones. And if they ring during the meeting, you will be fined $5. And you can make that contribution to the Nike magazine. Sue Megger would be glad to take your funds. Members of the board, you have the board meeting agenda in your materials.
I move that the agenda be approved and with the understanding that the president is empowered to make further changes if needed.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Say nay. Abstain. The agenda has been adapted. Thank you, folks. The reports for this board of directors meeting were submitted and made available in the program book on the website. We're not going to read the reports today. Hopefully you've availed yourself of this book and can read the reports at a later time. When I call upon the board members, you may state that you have an addendum or you need to emphasize a point in your report. You will have 3 minutes to make this addendum or emphasize a point. Secretary Mary, are there any additions to your written report?
No.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Each board member has received a copy of the October 3rd, 2020 board meeting minutes. Are there any corrections or additions to these board meeting minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved as written.
Thank you.
Parliamentarian, since they're approved without as written, do we need to go through the second and?
No, you don't.
Thank you. Treasurer Patty, are there any additions to your written report, or do you wish to highlight or emphasize our organization's finances at this time?
Please.
Pardon?
Okay, I would just like to add that I received a check directly to me. The check is made out to Nike Magazine, and it's from Suzanne Burst. And I want to read you the card really quick. Dear Patty, please accept this check from the family of Dorothy Mangano. Our beloved mother passed away 3 weeks before her 100th birthday in July of 2020. Mom was a past president of the former BPW and lived in Silver Creek. Mom spent many happy years and made many long-lasting friends in her club and surrounding area clubs. We all miss her dearly and know that she would want us to donate to this organization, which was near and dear to her heart.
Thank you.
And it's a $100 check, and I will get it deposited this week.
Sue, you had your hand raised?
That was the question. I wanted to know, I wanted Patty to send me the amount so I could put it in for the under the All Stars. So I will contact Suzanne Burst and ask how she wants it in the Nike magazine.
Okay, and I'll send you a copy of the check.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that's it. That's all I wanted to add that because it wasn't in my report. I apologize.
Okay. Are there any questions on the treasurer's report that was in your program book? Hearing no further discussion, it will be filed for audit. Vice President Janet, do you have an addendum or need to emphasize any points?
No, I don't believe so at this point. I think it was included in the report.
Okay. President-elect Shirley Felder, do you have an addendum or any points you need to emphasize?
No.
Thank you, Shirley. Shirley, at this time, I would ask you to assume the chair for the purposes of me giving my president's report.
The chair recognizes State President Jackie Shellman for the purpose of giving her report.
I do have a small addendum. I'd like to give a public huge thank you to past State President Robin Britson for her technical help, her emotional support, and updating the directory. And I'd like to give another thank you to Renee Cirillo. I am not the most technology oriented and smart person. I go to her, I rely on her. Thank you, Renee, for your technical support with the website and the posting of all the materials for this meeting. I'd like to make one other point. At the end of the meeting, there will be a time for anybody who a region, a standing committee, region if you know of a local chapter, if you have a fundraising activity that you would like to share with the state, the folks here can get back to you with more questions after the meeting. That will be your time to share with the group. That's it. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the president to resume the chair at this time.
Thank you, Shirley. All right. Going on were the reports from the board. Again, I remind you that if you need to make an addendum or make a point, you have 3 minutes. We will begin with Robin Britson, our past state president. Robin?
Yes, and start the clock, because here I go. I just wanted to reiterate, I know you all know this, but I wanted to make sure that you knew that I was a resource for you, for your regions, your locals, or as an individual. If you need any assistance regarding Zoom or working on the website or want to have a meeting where we talk about the website and things, I've done a couple of one-on-ones with members who are shy for working on Zoom, and they didn't want to attend meetings because they were afraid they were going to mess up or do something bad. So I've worked one-on-one with them. So please let me know if I can be of any assistance at any time. I am here for you. And that's my report.
Thank you. Okay. It's going to get tricky as we go further, because this year we have 3 motions, and those motions will be presented as that board chair gives the report. So if in the discussion of a motion, make me aware that you need to be called on, and Renee will nudge me or tell me what's going on if I miss. Speakers to a motion will alternate between pro and con. And the allotted time for each person is 2 minutes. And the entire motion discussion is 10-minute time limit for the entire discussion for the motion. Deb Carlin is our timekeeper for today, and she will call the time. And call it loud, Deborah. All right, let's begin. Advocacy, Sue Beller.
Jackie, You just want me to give my latest report on this?
No, if there is an addendum to the report you submitted, or if there's a point you want to emphasize.
One point for sure is that we do need to have a speaker at a future either conference or meeting about discrimination against women in the workplace. It's a very important item. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. And thank you again for stepping up to chair the committee. Sue Mager, bylaws.
No addendum. There are no bylaws to present.
Okay. Communications, Linda Perspazniak.
My only addition to my report is that we continue to encourage our members to read the communicator. And if no one is getting the communicator, if anyone is not getting the communicator, to let me know. And in my report, you will see the status of the emails that go out, which ones are open, which ones are not. So please pay special attention to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Ruth Ann, finance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I do have an addendum. The audit for 2019, 2020 is complete. We're working on preparing the statement for that. So it is complete.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so then I'm gonna present the budget, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You all received the budget. It was
like on 24. It's on page 24.
Of the program book? It looks like
in the book.
Okay.
It's after the CDO's report.
Finance. It's page 13, according to the table of contents.
Oh, but that's just my report. The budget's farther back.
It's on the website.
Yeah, it's on the website. It's not there. Yeah.
It's not in the program book.
Oh, sorry. I printed it.
You printed it and added it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Sorry. Yes.
And I looked and I printed my own budget too. And okay. All right.
Thanks, Renee.
Are you going to talk, say anything?
Yes,
about
I am. Okay. So according to Renee's report, there's 350 paying members. So we upped it to, we did 375. We thought that was a fair number, plus six students. So that's where we got our dues income. Then the conference, which hopefully we'll have, and then Nike, and then interest income. So the total income we are anticipating is $16,775. So then we have the various administrative expenses. Does anybody have any questions on those? We can pretty much see them all right there.
Sue Mager has a question.
Okay, Sue.
Okay, I went through the budget. I don't see any listing, and maybe it doesn't need to be listed in the budget, but I don't see the restricted funds of $100 for the Athena Military Women's Initiative. It was already approved to pay out for last year's June conference, but due to COVID, that didn't happen. The Foreverly House in the Capital Region was suspending fundraising. How would that be handled? Should we be able to resume this for the June conference?
So that comes from the balance sheet. That $100.
Okay, so we're covered.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
So then we'll go down to leadership expenses. Are there any questions anybody has? Everybody understands? Okay. Membership expenses. Any questions? Okay, hearing none. I present my motion, which is I move that the New York State Women Incorporated Board accept the proposed 2021-22 budget as presented this morning to go forward to the membership at the June 2021 conference.
Does the maker of the motion wish to speak to it?
No.
Is there any discussion from the body? Hearing none, we'll call the vote. All those in favor, and you're going to have to unmute yourself so we can hear this. I'll give you a minute to unmute yourself. All those in favor of the budget as presented, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Are there any abstentions? The motion has been passed and the budget will be presented to the membership in June. Thank you, Ruth Ann, and the Finance Committee.
Thank you.
Moving on. Renee, membership.
As of this morning, we have 356 members. We are starting to send out all the Mayday paydays. So just keep a watch out for those. Anybody without email was snail mailed them at the end of this week.
Yes, I received mine. Renee, I have a question.
Yeah.
Membership certificates. I can't remember if any were handed out or mailed, not handed, but mailed out last June. Okay. Do we still do that?
No.
We haven't done them in the last couple of years.
Okay. No. Thank you. If a local wanted one, how would they go about that?
Have to ask. I just run them off.
Yeah, I think, this is Linda. I think we had decided that if a local chapter or region wanted the certificates, then they could ask for them and we would have them printed up.
All right. Thank you. That's it, Renee. Nothing else?
Nothing else.
For membership, but stick with us. you can't go yet. PPD, Robin Allen. Where's Robin?
Thank you. Okay, the PPE embraces the vision to empower women to use their voices to create positive changes. And if we go along with the strategic plan of two advocacy issues, I believe I can find candidates who feel passion about their issues to speak. I often have to pursue people, what are you passionate about? If the strategic plan goes through and we have two issues, I'm sure I can find some candidates to speak to the political portion. I haven't given up on the challenge of finding candidates for career recognition and young careerist. Just trying to get to some more local Zoom meetings and have an opportunity to meet with people. Thank you.
Perhaps a thank you, Robin. Perhaps the region directors could let Robin know when their local chapters are meeting so that Robin could try and schedule a Zoom meeting with them so that she could personally present the program. How about that, Robin? Okay, good, good. I think a personal approach may work better with the group. Thank you, Robin. Region reports. Region two, Elaine.
No additions to the report.
Okay. Region three, Karen Pantel. Can't hear you.
No additions to the report.
All right, let me ask, how do you like being the newest region director?
Well, it's rough because I think the COVID has a lot to do with it. The orientation will have to continue a little bit, but I hope to meet with all of my groups very, very soon.
Okay, good, good, good going. Thank you for stepping up. Region five, Helen.
No additions to the report. Yeah, everybody's doing great. I'm so impressed with the meetings that they're having. And I did a whole litany of stuff in the report. So Region 5 as well, we're still working on membership.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Region 6, Kathleen.
Hi, Robin's report is in the conference book and there are no additions to it.
Thank you, Kathleen, for stepping in. Mary Ellen, Region 7.
Region 7 is doing very well. We sent in a report. The only addition that I would add to it was Yates County Women did a special meeting last Tuesday night. And for Women's History Month, what they chose to do was to honor and recognize the women that were in business during the last year that are members of Yates County Women. And they provided a certificate thanking them for all the good work they did during the COVID time. And then they had a small bridal shower for one of their members who's getting married in April. I thought it was different, but it was nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish I could have been there. Ramona, Region 8.
Well, regrettably, we have a dysfunctional region and I take the blame for that. But I hope that we will get back on track and I intend to try and right the ship, as the saying goes. And I have nothing more to add at this time.
Thank you, Ramona, for stepping in. Appreciate that. Sue Mager, Nike Business. Unmute yourself. Where's your sign?
Hold it up for myself. I get a little too comfortable here. Actually, you know, we're down with donations. I did want to mention that we did get a $100, I don't know, I think it was a little more than that, which we from David Raycroft in honor of Audrey McDougal. Chapters and regions, if you're holding a meeting, please encourage contributions to the Nike. I see we got another one that Patty mentioned. We are going to fall short this year. Although if we have a meeting in June, a face-to-face meeting, we can definitely catch up, I think. So that's the end of it.
Thanks, Sue. I enjoy writing the articles. I'm always at, oh my gosh, I've got a Nike article to write. But once I think about it and then get involved, I hope that you find the articles interesting and I hope you find them interesting. Women's Day at the fair. I saw Pat Ferguson somewhere. Pat? Is Pat? I thought I saw Pat Ferguson here. Is she on mute?
I don't remember seeing her.
No?
Yeah, she's on the second page.
She's here.
She's here.
She's got to unmute herself.
Pat, there she is. You've got to unmute yourself.
She's trying.
Is she? Oh, okay. I see her scarf. New York State women's scarf and her mouth moving, but I don't see she's
it's
still
hard,
muted.
It's hard when they're not labeled. Where is she?
It says what's Patricia's the iPad.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can see her now.
Can you send her a prompt?
That's exactly what I was doing.
She's trying to do something.
I've asked her to unmute.
Can she hear us from her iPad? Yeah, she must. Yeah. Oh, wait. No addition report. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I'm sure she can hear us. Why else? Elaine, status of women. Don't you have something great to tell us?
I wish I could take credit for it. At the last minute, we were notified by the American Association of University Women that there was a vote to extend the deadline for the ERA amendment to be voted upon. We tried to get it out to all of our members to take, you know, to send out information to their electors. Whether we helped or not, I'm not 100% sure, but the fact is that the House of Representatives did pass the extension. So there is no time limit on pursuing the ERA amendment to the Constitution, which is a really big plus. The next hurdle is going to be to get the Senate to do the same thing. I hope that we'll be ahead of the curve on this one, and we'll be sending out some information on who we should be contacting in the Senate, our state senators, and I think also the minority leader, to say that we really want them to push the deadline on the ERA amendment. Then it'll be full bore to go after getting it passed. That's the addition to my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine.
Welcome.
Moving on to Patty Pollack, Strategic Plan Committee Chair. Patty, I guess I have to go to another screen. There she is.
So I really don't have any addendums to the report. The strategic plan was placed on the website for everybody to review. I would, though, at this time, like to thank Deb Carlin. When she was president, she was one of her last outgoing things was to formulate a strategic planning committee. So I thank her for having that foresight. And it was a long, almost 2 years, but I think that we came together in the end and ended up writing a really strong strategic plan. And hopefully that's our future. So if there's any questions about the plan or any comments, feel free.
I have a question.
Linda, okay.
I think it's a good plan. My only question is that there's something missing, and that piece that's missing is about diversity and inclusion. And that's my only comment, because a proposal was submitted. I don't know what happened to it, but that's my comment.
Was that presented this year, Linda?
It was submitted last year. I had sent it to, I believe I sent it to you, and I had sent it to Shirley. And I don't know what happened with, you know, as far as the EC and sending it to the strategic planning committee, but I'm just making that note.
Oh,
I think it's important that we include it.
Okay.
I mean, it was from the Buffalo Niagara chapter,
yes.
Something.
May I speak?
Yes, Kathy.
Kathy had a Tri-County chapter. under membership, there's a line that says increase diversity by better outreach to a more diverse segment of non-members.
That's all there is.
That's it?
In the strategic plan.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. If that's acceptable to everybody.
Go ahead, Ramona.
Who else wants to discuss? Patty?
Go ahead, Ramona.
Okay. I agree, Kathy, that's in there. But I think the important part was that that's a little bit more involved. So I hope that they will look to that proposal that Shirley got, because I remember Shirley commenting on it, to utilize in achieving that goal of inclusivity and diversity.
Thank you.
So
thank you, Ramona.
Use that as a guideline, definitely.
Thank you. Sue Mager.
My only comment is, what do we do now? How is the plan going to be implemented? Any thought on that? Should this pass? And I guess I would ask for, just for Patty's opinion and probably yours.
Well, my opinion is, because when I was tasked with this, we were only supposed to write a plan with one quantifiable goal for each section with bullet points that can make that goal happen. And in my eyes, it's your standing chairs, your committees. That's what this is broken down by. The committees are the ones, your committee chairs are the ones that need to make this happen. That's what they're on the board for. They take board seats in order to make their piece of the organization better and stronger. So to me, it's their responsibility to take the plan and institute it within their committees and make the goals happen with the membership. You know, it's not the strategic planning's job to write the plan and implement it and make the goals happen. There has to be other responsibility among the board members, is my opinion.
Thanks, Patty.
And I, as president, would think that the EC would, I don't want to say stay on, or I don't want to say nag, but would encourage the standing committees and report back at board meetings. What have they done? How have they handled it? How have they moved forward? Once a strategic plan has been created, you just don't put it on the shelf. It has to be a document that you're working from. It's currently in front of you. And if something is coming up, is that part of your strategic plan? Is that going to help you move the organization forward? Linda, you have your hand raised.
Yes, and I will just comment on what you said. That's very important. That, you know, and Patty is right, that each standing committee or whoever is charged with those responsibilities take the appropriate action. But I think it's incumbent upon the executive committee or one of the members of the executive committee to be charged with the monitoring of the plan each year and checking in with the standing committees to make sure that those goals are being addressed and that a report be sent to the board at each meeting and the general membership at the conference as to the status of that year's strategic plan implementation.
Thank you, Linda.
Can I speak to something?
Shirley. Shirley.
So I understand about the whole diversity portion. I wanted to speak to that, and then I'll speak to, you know, all the strategic plan. It was a really nice written. If anyone wants it, I could forward it to you as well. It's a really nice written plan, but we have a lot of plans that aren't implemented, and that's because you need bodies to do them. And probably the reason why no one really stood up to do it is because not a lot of people understand diversity in this organization. And I can say that being a member of it. You can feel my pain or understand someone's feeling for not feeling included, but you don't understand why they're not included or why they don't jump in. And so it's probably going to be me that has to take the bull by the horn at this point, because I'm probably one of a few people of color who understand it. So I'm going to look into it a little harder this year, Linda, and I will try to implement some programs and some training that we can do within, and maybe we can together create a program that we can take out. And as the leading women's organization, maybe that'll be something that helps us get back into the market of being there for the women, you know, who need us. So I just wanted to say that. And as far as the strategic plan, that is the problem. We have a lot of things sitting there, but just like I had to do my report and I sent out an email to every president and vice president who I needed to cover, and I got one answer back. So we can't drag the horses and make them drink. All we can do is let them know that we have plenty for you to drink from. Just let us know you're thirsty. I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. All right.
We have one more question, Karen Patel.
Karen, unmute yourself.
As I look through the different groups or committees working on these, I see many instances. Do they ever collaborate together at a joint meeting or anything? Because I see a lot of issues that are affected by each committee, and especially working at diversity, I think it would be good to interact with the other committees for an even stronger plan and an overall plan and knowledge for the rest of the membership and for the board. Did they ever meet together?
I don't know, but that's a very good suggestion. That's very good. I would hope that the folks that are in charge of each of these committees take that under advisement. We don't need tunnel vision. Is there anyone else that
Helen Rigotas?
Helen, yes.
Yeah, I agree with what Linda was saying. I think, in my opinion, if we don't have someone on the EC or, you know, as the president, you have the right to appoint a committee member or appoint someone. If someone's not addressing it, it doesn't get done. And I'll tell you why. Jackie, when we had our last meeting with the RDs and you said, I want to see reports. I'd like to see what you guys have been doing. I had already done my report and just put, you know, that we were doing communication and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't give you the action items because in the past, all we did was provide a simple report. So you'll see that throughout the actual reports if people actually read them. I'm saying the same thing with diversity. If we don't appoint someone who has the responsibility, and maybe it's a team of people, that has the responsibility to look at the things such as PPD, such as membership. Why, if no one's looking at it, it falls by the wayside. If BNC has got such a great diversity report, which I read also, and I think it is great, why aren't we incorporating some of that and having some members from the BNC group, and I hope I said that right, working with us to collaborate and or lead. So I'm just saying that's a thought process. If we don't do anything different, we're going to get the same results.
Thank you.
Linda P. Yeah.
Okay. Linda? Just to segue onto that is that in the report, there is a proposal to create a diversity committee. So that probably needs to be looked at again. And also as far as the people who put together this report, unfortunately, several of them have left our organization. And I think part of that is due to the fact that there was no movement on this because this was presented a few years back and nothing was done. And we had some very energetic members. I'd like to see them come back. But, you know, this is where it is. It's apathy. So just take it from there.
Sue Mager.
I don't speak as bylaws chair. I'm throwing it out there that any chapter or region can submit a bylaw change that we still would have time to work at the pre-conference board meeting and the conference to actually create an additional standing committee chair. Diversity. So I'm throwing it out there. We have ways to handle this. Thank you.
Thanks, Sue. All right. Is there any more discussion? We haven't talked about the motion yet, but we certainly have had a lot of good discussion. I love it. Love it. Patty, do you want to make the motion or call the question?
I move the 2021-2024 strategic plan created by the Strategic Planning Committee, commissioned by past President Carlin in June 20, 2019, be approved.
Do you, Pat, who made the motion? You, Patty, do you want to speak to it?
Nope.
Is there any further
discussion? Is there a second?
They don't need a second.
On a special committee?
I'm not there. Wait a minute.
No, you do.
What does she do on a special committee?
She is a board member as treasurer.
Oh. Is she making this as treasurer or as strategic planning?
Yes, she is, Linda.
As what?
She's making it as strategic planning. If we need a second, I'll second it.
There you go.
No, I seconded it. It's if it, as the okay. motion. Patty is doing it as treasurer.
No. She's not presenting a motion that has to do with the Treasury. She's presenting the motion that regarding strategic plan.
Correct.
So if I understand what Marguerite's saying is that as treasurer, a board member, Patty cannot make the motion for the strategic plan.
As committee chair, she can.
She can.
She needs a second.
One person at a time, please. Marguerite's talking.
She's not submitting it as a treasurer. She's a special committee chair.
And she cannot make a motion, correct?
Actually, you really don't need a motion for this plan to be adopted.
We don't.
No, you don't.
How do we go about making it, getting it adopted?
You can just present it to the conference for the members to vote on then.
So we don't
meeting because she's not a board member. Okay.
So we don't need, this is education for me, folks. So we don't need
a approval to go to conference.
Pardon?
You need the approval from your members that are present now to go to conference with this plan.
But we don't need a motion to move it to conference. We need a recommendation from a board member.
Basically, yes.
To go to conference.
Correct.
All right. Thank you for that education. Then at this point, I am asking a board member to make a recommendation that we can move this to the general membership meeting in June for approval. Correct, Margarita?
Correct.
Thank you.
So I make
that has their hand raised, but it just says iPad. So I'm not sure.
So I make
Ruth Ann. Sorry.
That's Renee, what did you say?
Ruth Ann was waving her hand.
Okay, Ruth Ann?
Yes, I recommend that the strategic plan 2021 to 24 be presented to our membership at the state conference.
Thank you.
I'll Ruth second Ann. That.
Do we need a second, Marguerite?
No, you don't.
No, okay. Ruth Ann? We will take your recommendation and we will present this to the membership in June. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on. Manual of Instructions, Neil Steiniger.
I don't have anything further to my report, but the rationale behind the motions that Elaine will present was in my report. But to kind of summarize them, there's two motions has to do with the procedure to approve the annual conference minutes. For years, the conference minutes went into a black hole and was never heard from again. So now this is kind of the procedure that they will at least be approved. And then the other motion that you'll be hearing from Elaine is on the parliamentarian. I don't know about you, but to me it was always pretty, I thought that, parliamentarians couldn't vote at a meeting. Well, you know, it turns out that they can vote on a voice vote, but they can if there's a ballot. So again, that's the clarification for the role of the parliamentarian. So that's what you'll be asked to vote on momentarily. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Neil. Elaine?
Thank you. I move that proposed amendments to MOI sections 1.03, President, 1.07, Secretary, 1.09, immediate past state president, to change the approval process of annual conference minutes be approved.
Does the maker of the motion wish to speak to it?
No.
Is there any discussion from the body? Hearing none, we'll call the vote. All those in favor, please say aye. You'll have to unmute
yourself.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Are there any abstentions? The motion is passed. Thank you.
Ready for the next? I move that proposed amendments to MOI section 1.10, parliamentarian, to correct the process of voting by the parliamentarian and to change the approval process of annual conference minutes be approved.
Does the maker wish to address the motion?
No.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Are there any abstentions? Thank you. The motion has been passed and the MOI will be updated to reflect this. Thank you, Neil, and your committee. And thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome.
Moving on to other reports. Linda Prespasniak, do you have
anything? Forget.
What did I do? What I missed?
Nominating.
Ooh, where did I leave that? Didn't I type that on my script?
Yes, it is. You have it on the special committee reports on your agenda.
All right, sorry. Nominating committee, Sue Mager.
Okay. This is the slate of officers that we will be presenting in the Nike. And it was in my report, but I'll just verbally say it for some who may have missed it. We've received paperwork from Jackie Shellman for president. For president-elect, we've received paperwork from Janet Carey and Shirley Felder. The vice president slot is unfilled. There is no candidate. And I will speak with Margarita about nominations from the floor. And I'm also going to put an article in the communicator with a push for candidates to come forward at the conference. The other thing is I will get the bios and the pictures over to Joyce and Catherine for the Nike. And let me finish the slate. Mary Skelly has put paperwork in for secretary and Patty Pollock has put paperwork in for treasurer. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you, Sue. So we have a critical position to fill. And I ask region directors to look at your body of local chapters and who you have been mentoring to work up towards a leadership position. Thank you, Sue. All right, moving on. Other reports. Linda Prespasniak, CDO.
All right, very brief. We put an extensive report into the board book, so please take a look at that. Just a reminder that we have Zoom events coming up this Tuesday, March 23rd, and again on April 26th. More information on the April 26th event will be in the communicator, but there's still time to register for Claire Knowles on Tuesday. She spoke with us at a fall board meeting, I believe last year or the year before, I can't remember, but
please take advantage of these events and let your members know. And at the end of the meeting, we will I will be asking Robin Allen, who is a board member on the CDO, to talk about our future fundraiser. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll talk about, she can talk about that during the at the end of the meeting. Thank you, Linda. Elsie Diedrich, Grace Legendre Endowment Fund. Unmute yourself. If you're on your computer, it's over on the left, lower left-hand corner, the mic, click on it.
No, I've been watching all morning, and as soon as I hit come on, I lose everything on my screen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Greetings from the Grace Legendre Endowment Fund. There's nothing to add to my report at this time. I guess I will come on again at the end when we talk about fundraising.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the conclusion of all of our reports. I want to thank everybody. Is there any unfinished business that you think we should address? Sue Mager, you're on mute.
Yes, just one quick question, and this is for the secretary. Did we receive a printed copy of the EC action since the October board?
Yes, apparently you didn't read my report in full.
No, okay, it was included in there.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Thank you. I was just gonna, pull it up. Okay, thank you.
The nice thing about having the reports written is that you can leave the meeting today and go back and look at those reports and digest them. If you need more clarification or you have questions, you can call the author of that report. How many times have you walked away from a meeting and you thought, what did they talk about? New business. Are there any other motions from the standing committee chairs that we need to address?
No, I did not get any.
Thank you. So I want to talk a little bit more about the June conference. I really want to have it in June in Waterloo. Governor Cuomo has lifted some of the restrictions. I've been in contact with Liz Kamatis in Waterloo. She can have 100 people per room, which is terrific. And that would be wonderful if we had 100 people attend. The thing is, if we have over 100, 101 and above, she has to see the proof of vaccination or proof that you had a negative COVID test within that last 3-day period. So I would love to have over 100, but I would not want to put that burden on folks. We cannot have vendors. I did ask if the vendor area, which is a hallway, is considered a room. No, it's not. And she said people are milling around and they're touching things. Hang on 1 minute, says my battery's running low and I should be already plugged in. One moment. Well, my cable came undone, so I was running on battery. Thank you. Thank you. So no, we won't have vendors. There are breakout rooms if needed that will hold about 20 people. That's per the occupancy limit. The hotel, which is attached, they do offer, because they can't offer a breakfast buffet any longer, they can offer a bag breakfast, which of course is free with the hotel. But I did talk to Liz about coming up with a legal breakfast, whatever that might be, and there'd be a charge for that. So anyway, there's still some works. I really would like to have some breakout sessions and I'd like some training. I'd like this to be a fun event and you'll hear more about it. I really would like it. I was just talking with folks ahead of the meeting. I think it was Sue Beller ahead of today's meeting. And Sue, what you were talking about, the Rotary events that are being canceled all over.
Yes, Rotary International has canceled its convention that would be happening in June in Taipei, of course. And we've also have some other institutes in the fall, our zone institutes, that those have been delayed. Our annual conference, which is typically September, October, they decide to put that until next spring. So they're being extremely cautious. And again, everything's been virtual.
They're larger organizations than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's all I have. There's more and more will come. I'm sorry. I can't give you any more information. Again, it's June 11th through 13th. Is there any further business to come before this meeting, before the body? All right. So now we can have announcements before I adjourn. Now, let me ask a procedural question. Announcements before we adjourn go in the minutes?
No.
No? Okay. Are there any fundraising events that you would like to share with the group?